Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
I get a few Italian listeners. Oh, excuse me. Now, the other thing, that's water, in case you're checking. One of the people that we always get to chat to when we come over here, and we got to chat to him in Dublin because Stefano Traspidi, the artistic director of the Verona Festival, was in Dublin. They were doing a tour of various cities around Europe by way of promotion. We got to chat. But anyway, here he is. We chatted with him here as well. Stefano Traspidi, artistic director of the Verona Festival. Now, the last time I chatted with the Vice Artistic Director, Mr. Stefano Traspidi, in Dublin, there were queues of... There were women everywhere ringing up saying, where are you staying, what's happening, all the rest of it. It's so good to be back with you again, here in Verona.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. Every year.
We keep coming back.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah,
in Ireland, we say, like a bad penny, we keep coming back all the time. Congratulations again, another huge success.
Yeah.
The festival. This evening is a very big one. You have Nabucco on tonight, but and Trebko, of course,
yes,
is here. But right through, it's been another huge success. And do you think you doing that tour helped to make it even more of a success this time?
Of course. I mean, we do believe that if we go on the site, it gives us a momentum, and we see that the number for the places where we go, they increase every time. People maybe think that to come to Verona to see, to watch and hear a Nabucco or Aida is just to hear and watch an opera. Mm. No, it's something different. We do have an experience. We have opera in the biggest stage in the world, in the open air, with the biggest stars of the world, in a Roman amphitheater built 2,000 years ago. So it's a unique and particular experience. It's opera, but it's not only opera.
Yeah, of course, and that will bring people immediately anyway, one way or the other. So I didn't realise that you had met and worked with Franco Zeffirelli.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't realise, I didn't remember that.
I'm here. I'm doing this job because I met Franco Zeffirelli on that stage.
1995.
I was supposed to be a lawyer, and my life was going there. And I started working in the arena just as an extra, just to have some extra money, you are a kid.
Because you're from Verona.
Yeah, I'm from Verona, of course, definitely. Yeah.
But what was it about him that made you think, this is what I want to do? Because he's so famous in this world.
The man was very talented in a very different way. Remember that he was a director of theater.
Yes.
Shakespeare.
Yes.
He worked in London for Shakespeare. He was director of movies. He was director of opera. So imagine these different qualities. Then he was set designer and costume designer also. So many talent, so many gifts in one man. This is very particular. If you have all the talent, if you have only one or the five talent he has, you are gifted.
You're on your way.
If you have five, this is unique. This is incredible.
And what was he like as a person?
Ah, it was very fantastic. He was really generous, absolutely generous. On the job was very tough, I must say, because very demanding. But as a person, he was so intelligent, so clever, so ironic, and, other level.
Absolutely. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you have Carmen, which is his Carmen, and people come back and back for that, don't they? Because there's something incredibly authentic about it and very exciting about his production.
His production of Carmen is unbeatable. Imagine, the first production was 1995, and we are running the same production after 30 years, so you can imagine. And also, they tried, the management before, in 2017, they tried to make a different Carmen. But after 2 years, we realized that we had to get back to the original production, the fairy one.
And so what if I was to pick a favorite, what would you pick? What favorites have you got? Give me one piece of music that hits you.
An opera? Or?
Yeah, an opera that hits your heart, that grabs your heart.
No, but...
Something from Carmen? Something?
Yeah, Carmen or Nabucco.
Yeah. We go with Carmen, will we?
We go with Carmen.
Stefano, it is always a pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, really.
Thank you.